so many, many situations in life that cause us to say, why, God? Why am I going through this? Why did this come into my life? Why am I experiencing this? Things that just don't seem to make sense for us. We don't have answers for these things. That can include physical problems, but it goes beyond physical problems. There are times when we go through sickness or we go through some physical illness that we ask God why, but there are many, many other times in life when we experience hard to understand things and we don't have answers. And we're looking at the Word of God to see if we can understand from God's perspective why we go through what we go through in life. Now, last Sunday, we looked at why me. Why am I going through these hard-to-understand times? Why not someone else? Why me? And we looked at five possible reasons. One of them or more may apply to you and to your situation. Today, we're going to look at why now. Just to refresh your memory, when we looked at why me, one reason that you might go through hard times in life is because God loves you. That at first doesn't make sense to us, but the Bible says, whom a God loves, he chastens. Just like a father, an earthly father, will chasten his children, penalize his children because he loves that child, he wants that child to be better. God does the same to us. You might go through hard times in life because God wants to change you. God is in the changing business. He is not satisfied to leave you the way he found you. He wants to change you and make you better. You might go through hard times in life because God wants to adjust your perspective. Before you came to Christ, whether you knew it or not, your perspective was centered on yourself. It was all about me. What makes me happy? What am I going to accomplish in life? What do I want to do? What are my choices? But when God saved you, he changed your perspective from a self-centered perspective to a God-centered perspective. And he wants to keep that perspective on him. What's God doing in my life? What does God want me to do? How can I please God? When you go through hard-to-understand times in life, it might be simply because God wants to pull you close. He just wants to put his arms around you. He said, oh, as he looked out over the sea of Jerusalem, 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 how often I would have gathered you under my wings like a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings to protect them and to keep them close, but you wouldn't. God simply wants to pull you to himself. He wants you to know the joy of an intimate relationship with him. And then we look fifthly at the fact that you might go through hard times because God wants you to learn how to trust him. You don't learn how to trust until you have to trust. And so God puts us through difficult times in life, hard to understand things of all kind of varieties, so that we will finally stop trusting ourselves and begin to trust him. Now, if you weren't here for that sermon, you might want to listen to it on the church website. You can order a CD of it and listen to it in your car if you want to, but I think it would be well worth your time to hear that sermon. So today we're going to move on now to the second question, why now? Why am I going through this hard-to-understand time now in my life? Why not another time? Why not 2 years ago? Why not 3 years from now? Why now? What we're talking about here is timing. You've heard it said that timing is everything. When a business introduces a new product, timing is important. When a comedian tells a joke, this is why I can't tell jokes. I have no timing. There's that timing for the punchline that's so critical. When a philanthropist gives a large donation, they often look at the timing of that donation. You generally want to give in December, not in January, so that you can claim it on your income tax. Timing is everything. Most things in life are connected to timing. And often there's a right time and a wrong time. Sometimes it's just a good time and a better time. Timing is important. The Bible has a lot to say about God's timing. Let me just give you a few things that the Bible says, and I've listed them at the beginning of your outline this morning. Acts chapter 1 and verse 7. Jesus said to his disciples, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority." It's talking about God's timing. God has a time, and we don't always know what that time is. There are passages in the Bible that talk about God doing something in due time or in a due season, that is, in his time. For example, Psalm 145 says, "The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season," or at your time, God. In 1 Peter chapter 5, "Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time," in his time. There are then some passages where the Bible exhorts us to wait for God's time. Psalm 62, "My soul, wait silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him." God simply wants us to wait for his time. Psalm 130, it says, "I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word do I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning." How many of you have ever had trouble sleeping at night? And you just lay there and lay there and lay there, and all you can do is think, "Oh, I can't wait till the sun comes up and I can't sleep." I had a meeting this week with a group of people, and one of the individuals in the group came, and they had all this. They had a flow chart, and they had done, and I was, wow. And they said, "I couldn't sleep last night. So I got up and I did this." Well, it was very helpful what they did. But had they had a good night's sleep, we probably wouldn't have had that information. Sometimes our soul just needs to wait for God the way you wait for the sun to come up. That familiar passage in Isaiah 40, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles." It goes on to say they shall run and not be weary. The Bible exhorts us over and over just to wait on God. And then sometimes the Bible says that even the times of our lives are in the hand of God. Psalm 31 says, "My times are in your hands." You see, God is very interested in timing, and he has a time for everything. Noah had to wait 120 years after God told him that a flood would come on the world for God's timing for that flood. After Abraham was promised a son, he waited 25 years for the birth of Isaac because that was God's time. God had a time for Israel to come out of Egypt, and they waited for 430 years for God's time. Moses was in the wilderness for 40 years waiting for God's time to go deliver the children of Israel. David, after he was anointed king of Israel, waited for 13 years before he became the king of Israel. He had to wait for God's perfect time. God promised the apostles in the book of Acts that the Holy Spirit would come upon them, and they waited for 10 days before it happened. The Messiah was promised, and Israel waited 2,000 years for the birth of Jesus. And Paul tells us in Galatians 4 that he came, you remember that verse? In the fullness of time. Jesus came in God's perfect time. Not too soon, not too late. That's how God works in our lives. He brings things into our lives not too soon and not too late, but at the right time. Now, I know it doesn't seem that way to you and to me, but it is to God. Now, again, there are a number of reasons that you might go through a particular thing at a particular time. Last Sunday, I gave you 5 answers to the question, why me? Today, I want to give you 5 answers to the question, why now? Then the first is, because God knows you are ready for more. We talked last Sunday about how God is changing us, and sometimes He uses hard to understand things to change us. His goal is to make us like Jesus. And we looked at the passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 where it says, but we all with unveiled face, he had referred to Moses previous to this, and Moses, when he went out into the tabernacle to meet God, had to put a veil over his face because being in the glory of God just radiated off of Moses. It wasn't Moses who had problems. It was when he came back out of the tabernacle and walked back into the camp of Israel, he just radiated the glory of God, and the people couldn't handle it, so he put a veil over his face. But the writer, Paul, says in 2 Corinthians, we with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Paul says, we as Christians are being transformed into the image of Jesus. As you go through life, you are being made more and more like Jesus. And there will come a time in that process where God will say, now that person is ready for more. They're ready for the next step. He's brought you along that road of spiritual growth. You've gotten stronger and stronger spiritually. So now you're ready for God to give you the next assignment. You're ready for God to give you the next thing that He wants you to do. We like to think that once we reach a spiritual level, a certain level, then God is sort of going to back off and it's going to be easy sailing from here on. But that's not how God works. The Apostle Paul is a good example of this. The more he served God, the more Paul grew in his faith, the more he became like Jesus, the more hard to understand things he faced. And God knows that as you go through those times in life, He knows when you are ready for the next step. If He was to bring something into your life that you didn't understand too soon, it could destroy you. It could crush you. It could defeat you. If He was to bring it into your life too late, it wouldn't benefit you. But He brings things into our lives as we serve Him at exactly the right time because He knows you're ready to handle those things. A year ago, you might not have been ready to handle such a hard trial. But today, you've grown to the place where you're ready. So when you go through those hard-to-understand times and you say to God, God, why now? Why did you bring this into my life now? It might be because you're now ready.